The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the word of God be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. My brothers and sisters, this reading comes to us this afternoon from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it's good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate, and they were very much afraid. But Jesus came and he touched them, saying, "Rise, do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." My brothers and sisters, the Gospel of the Lord. As I said at the beginning of Mass, it was not until it seems that they were on Mount Tabor that the disciples realized for the first time who Jesus really was. Jesus was always transparent to the divine, only they didn't see it. On Mount Tabor, they recognized it. He was the Son of God. So his true essence appears, and it even gleams through his clothes. The divine permeates him unchecked. But we're not allowed to come to a stop at Jesus. We have to recognize our true shape in Jesus. For we too are full of God. Everyone in this room is full of God. We too are an epiphany of the divine, a manifestation of God. All of us so diverse and different. But unfortunately, our eyes are blocked. Just as the eyes of the disciples were blocked the entire time, life would be so simple if we could always recognize who we are. If we could recognize who others are. If we could experience the radiance that gleams through their clothing and the color of their skin. But it appears that our eyes are blocked. Maybe our hearts are hardened as well. But we don't see that the whole world, all of creation is Tabor. That even all suffering is imbued with it. We live in the midst of shining, radiant people, but we haven't progressed, it seems, enough to realize it. I'm sure one day when we evolve to the next whatever, however shape we humans are going to take, maybe we won't even be humans, you know? I mean, from apes to humans, imagine that big leap. Imagine another big leap from what we are to something else. It's going to happen. Maybe someday we'll progress far enough to realize that we're all God's beloved. You all know who my favorite mystic is. Meister Eckhart, Dominican, 13th century. I read him a lot in his sermons. I try to let him come through me. But Eckhart thinks that our first responsibility in life is to realize who we are. That's our first responsibility in life. He says, now one authority says that God became man, and through that all the human race has been ennobled and honored because God became man. And Eckhart says, this authority said well, but I'm not much concerned about this, says Meister. I mean, how would it help me if I had a brother who was a rich man and I still remained a poor man? How would it help me if I had a brother or a sister who was wise and I still remained a fool? Eckhart wants us to understand that this applies to us. What good would it do me if Jesus was transfigured in the way that he was and I am not? The holiness and divinity of Jesus is ours as well. But unfortunately, many people were not brought up with that teaching, perhaps. And the saints who we venerate, they're not holy because they performed some heroic deed, or two, or three, or more, even if that's what they're supposed to have done to be confirmed at their canonization trial. They're saints because they're persons in whom the divine made a breakthrough. That's why they're saints. The divine is always in us. And that's why Meister Eckhart goes on to say that the blessedness Jesus told us about is ours. And all he wanted for us was to realize that we're children of God, that the kingdom of God is within us, and that we bear eternal life in our hearts. You're all eternal. Everybody in this room is eternal, infinite. You know that, don't you? Your body's going to die. You're going to leave your body. But your consciousness will move deeper and deeper into God, into the mystery of life and love. Some of us contemplate. We pray, we sit in silence for 20 minutes or a half hour. In silence. And when you come to a point where all this seems so improbable, we have to see ourselves in the powerlessness of our ego. And once we recognize our powerlessness, we go looking for our true essence, who we truly are. Our true essence is hidden from our eyes, but it still shines. And Jesus is the promise of that. A little over 100 years ago, Blessed Metropolitan Anthony, a Russian Orthodox prelate, he preached about this feast. And he basically says the same thing as Meister, saying that the goal of the Lord's revelation was to persuade his followers that they too are to shine with the beauty of God's love. He said that people longed for Christ who would reveal some fearsome majesty, you know, this Son of Man coming on the clouds and all that, while Jesus offered them simple humanity. We're always looking for something grand, something big. No, Jesus shows us simple humanity. That's where God is and has more potential for glory than we can even imagine. Blessed Anthony told his listeners to look around them, as I told you to do at the beginning of Mass. He said, look around, see people who have been transformed. I'm sure we all know somebody who has been transformed. And he told them to notice their faces, their eyes, the tone of their voice, that which is infinitely attractive about them. In essence, Anthony tells us, listen to them, not to some of these other people out there, but to listen to them, learn from how they have learned to live as God's beloved and are empowered to love as we are loved. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you love somebody, and I hope you're loved by somebody, just one other person Because once you love somebody, then eternal life has begun in you. And when you die, you will enter the full mystery of the love that you already have. The Transfiguration message is not apocalyptic. Jesus is trying to sell us that every one of us can become and who we can become when we open ourselves to transforming love. And so in the words of St. Teresa, I think it was her, one of Teresa's, do whatever makes you love more.